It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President Biden scheduled to address the nation Thursday, scheduled for 5 Eastern, but you know how that goes. He'll unveil a 6-part plan to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic that just won't go away. The plan will focus on vaccinating the unvaccinated, further protecting the vaccinated through booster shots, keeping schools open, increasing testing, requiring masks, plus economic recovery and improving care for those who have come down with the virus. Meanwhile, data revealed that the risk of severe breakthrough COVID-19 cases is higher for older adults and for those with multiple underlying medical conditions. And as doctors feared, it's children who are getting hit hard by COVID-19 as school starts up around the country. A record 2,396 children were hospitalized with COVID-19 as of Tuesday. So you know the old saying, as goes California, so goes the nation? Well, the Los Angeles Unified School District is expected to become the first major school district in the country to mandate COVID-19 vaccinations for students 12 and older. The LA Times reporting that a majority of the LAUSD Board of Education has already stated publicly that they would vote for the mandate. The vote is likely to happen Thursday afternoon. If it passes, students 12 and older would need to receive a first dose of the vaccine by November 21st and a second dose by December 19th in order to attend in-person learning. That way, the next semester would begin with a fully inoculated school population. Any child who turns 12 will then have 30 days after their birthday to get their first shot. Contrast that to Florida, where Leon County Circuit Judge John Cooper again sided with parents who said that an executive order from the governor overstepped Florida's authority in restricting school districts from mandating masks. When issuing his ruling, Judge Cooper said, quote, "We have a variant that's more infectious and more dangerous to children than the one we had last year. We're in a non-disputed pandemic situation with threats to young children who have no way to avoid this unless to stay home and isolate themselves and wear a freaking mask." Cooper referred to the guidance by the CDC that recommends masks for students and staff in schools, calling it the gold standard. As for DeSantis's executive order against mandated masks, well, about a dozen school districts in the state have defied the order. But Miami-Dade County reported 13 staff deaths, including 4 teachers, since schools opened just a few weeks ago. 13. And even though a judge for the second time ruled against his mandate, DeSantis plans to file an emergency motion to reinstate the stay. What is wrong with him? Rhetorical question. The Biden administration on Wednesday announced a new goal for the U.S. to get nearly half of its electricity from solar power by 2050. That would obviously require major upgrades to the power grid, which currently gets less than 4% of its electricity from solar. Biden announced last month that he wants all new cars to be electric by 2030. In Afghanistan, more than 200 dual nationals, including Americans, can now fly out of Kabul in the first large-scale evacuation since the U.S. airlift. 2 Kabul-based diplomats confirmed the flight and said the manifest would allow 211 people to leave, including American, British, Italian, Dutch, Ukrainian, and German passport holders. A few planes containing people who want to leave the country remain stuck at the airport. Closer to home, Virginia on Wednesday finally took down a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, the last Confederate memorial on Richmond's historic Monument Avenue. The state Supreme Court last week dismissing a challenge to the Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's order from June of 2020 to remove it. A crowd cheered as workers removed the statue. Unfortunately, the former guy couldn't keep his big mouth shut, topping himself this time, releasing a statement that might be the single most stupid thing he's ever said. Regarding Robert E. Lee, the former guy wrote, quote, "Robert E. Lee is considered by many generals to be the greatest strategist of them all. President Lincoln wanted him to command the North, in which case the war would have been over in one day." Okay. "Robert E. Lee instead chose the other side because of his great love of Virginia and except for Gettysburg, would have won the war. Okay, so there he rewrites history, but then it gets better. The failed former president ended the statement with this bit of brilliance, quote,
"If only we had Robert E. Lee to command our troops in Afghanistan, that disaster would have ended in a complete and total victory many years ago. What an embarrassment we are suffering because we don't have the genius of Robert E. Lee."
Oh, please. This man is going to announce another run for the presidency. Speaking of elections, California Governor Gavin Newsom is bringing out the big guns, metaphorically speaking, to boost turnout and no votes on the recall election that ends Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, September 14th. Vice President Kamala Harris, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and former President Barack Obama have joined Newsom on the trail this week, while others like Bernie Sanders have cut TV ads to help. With polls showing the race widening, Republicans are defaulting to their usual cries of shenanigans and voter fraud, with everyone from the former guy on down saying the Democrats will cheat to win. Can you say projection? And finally, news of another tell-all book on the way. This time it's a Trump insider. Stephanie Grisham is writing a book. She was Melania's chief of staff and then became Trump's press secretary, though she never held a briefing while in that position. But because of her access, she's expected to have a lot of dirt that she will spill when the book is released on October 5th. Stay tuned. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, so I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.